Selfie was the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year way back in 2013. But selfies are still the rage, and this year we learned something interesting about the medium. It appears to be dominated by women. The five most popular people on Instagram are all women. Kim Kardashian, who needs no introduction, is on that list, and she came out with the first book dedicated to selfies. Hers, of course. And as NPR's Aarti Shahani reports, in this story that has some colorful language, a debate brewed over what the selfie may say about females.
In 2015, women didn't just pout their lips to do duck face. We shaped the conversation.
I think girls, to be honest, they take a lot of nude selfies.
Kim Kardashian talking with Jimmy Kimmel about her new book entitled Selfish, replete with boob and butt shots.
And I think some of them, you know, I'll look back and think, God, why would I complain about, you know, feeling fat? I liked the way I looked then. So it's taught me to be a little easier on myself.
This year, Kardashian also came out endorsing the selfie stick, which by taking pictures farther away, makes you look skinnier. Comedian Amy Schumer trashed the stick.
Selfie sticks are the most disgusting development that human beings have made for a long time. I'm so infuriated when I see someone with a selfie stick.
Schumer also released a music video and hashtag, Girl, You Don't Need Makeup, encouraging fans to post skin that's bare in a different way. Another selfie campaign, hashtag I Look Like an Engineer, encouraged young women in tech to show that there are young women in tech. Women did face some serious public shaming this year for clicking away so relentlessly.
Oh, check it. Did that come out okay?
That's the best one of the 300 pictures I've taken of myself today.
At an Arizona Diamondbacks game, sportscasters Steve Berthume and Bob Brenly mocked a group of sorority sisters who were posing instead of watching the game.
Every girl in the picture is locked into her phone.
Oh, Lord.
Every single one is dialed in. Welcome to parenting in 2015.
The video got nearly 53 million views, though it omits a key detail. Right before the camera caught the selfie sisters, fans were asked to take selfies as part of a commercial promotion. And so the question arises, are selfies really a woman thing? Or do men do it too, just without the same scrutiny? In November, husbands weighed in.
I've had to delete all of the apps off my phone just to make more room for more photos.
In this satirical video called Instagram Husbands, men shared horror stories of a wife or girlfriend turning them into human selfie sticks.
Oh, wait, just a second. I should probably comment on this. It helps me out if I'm the first one to comment.
NPR tracked down the man behind this viral video, Jeff Houghton, and he says he limits himself to like 5 selfies a year.
For me, it just kind of feels weird to take a lot of pictures of myself.
But when asked to take out his phone and go through his photo gallery, the picture changes. It turns out he just took a selfie with his son building a Lego tower.
That was 2 or 3 days ago.
Then another at a new boutique hotel.
It's a selfie of me in a bathroom with good lighting.
Before that one?
Oh, someone at work had a selfie stick and I took a picture. And
as we keep scrolling, the Instagram husband comes to this realization.
So maybe I bet I'm going over my 5 per year idea.
Yep, it looks like there may be a tad bit more.
You busted me. Yes, I guess there is.
This year, about 2,000 scholarly articles reference selfies, according to Google Scholar, a steady uptick from prior years. Many of the papers examine women's self-representation, with titles like Virtual Lactivism, Breastfeeding Selfies, and the Performance of Motherhood. But Terry Senft, a media scholar at New York University, says we still don't know in any rigorous way if selfies really are more of a woman thing.
If you counted, for instance, every group party shot or every shot from a GoPro camera or every shot that includes some sort of extreme sports or guys playing instruments, I actually think that you would find a relative parity.
She says it could be men and women are both into it, maybe just differently. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.